to Lessons to Chill. You are currently listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Once again, this is Lessons to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And we are back. Finally feeling chill. I think that there was like a crazy, we just had like a crazy like 30 minute.
Hannah's stressed.
I'm a little stressed.
I'm chilling.
I'm not feeling Lessons to Chill right now.
Well, this is going to put you in the mood. That's the point of License to Chill.
Yeah,
this is an hour
point.
Of relaxed,
exactly.
Chilled.
Like, nothing else
like,
matters.
Great music. Yeah, we're just going to have an hour of, like, chilled fun.
Yeah, we're just J-chilling.
Yeah. All right. Type in, yeah. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, let's get this
so,
show on the road.
So, it's cold. It's not raining, but it's cold.
Wait, I was going to point... I was thinking yesterday how, the weather was... Like, I woke up, it was raining and cold. I went to sleep, it was raining and cold. Like,
was that yesterday?
I think so.
Or Friday? No, it was yesterday.
Well, I think it was yesterday, but it feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, okay, so yesterday, I had... Okay, so Friday, I had my orgo exam. Yesterday, I had a physics and a calculus exam. Tomorrow, I have my religions exam. So, like,
boy.
I'm just in this, like, hole of, like, just
studying. How are
studying.
You chill?
I'm just... I don't know, I'm chill. Well, because religions is, like... Yeah. I shouldn't say this, but, like, the class is kind of, like...
Oh, okay.
It's a joke, but okay. I still need to put effort in, because, like, the only grades in that exam are two, like, in that class are two exams.
Oh, okay.
And I got an A on the first one, so, like...
Oh.
But, dude, his exams aren't hard, but, like, I still need to put in the effort to make sure I do well on this next one.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because, like, if I don't do well, like, there's no way for me to, like, compensate for it.
Okay.
So I do have to put the effort in. So it's on Judaism and Christianity.
Oh, that's exciting.
So I did Judaism yesterday.
Okay.
I did Orgo Lab stuff today. So tonight I have to do Christianity.
Okay.
And then the exam's at 7 p.m. tomorrow. So I feel like I can spend tomorrow during the day, like, reviewing.
Wow. I'm glad that you have a nice plan.
I like to plan.
Yeah, no, I like plans too. I'm supportive of that. That sounds very good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should play some music.
I really like this first one. I found it. Okay, so last night when I was procrastinating on studying for Judaism, I went through the Spotify Discover Weekly playlist because, like, it updates itself every Monday.
Yes. Well, oh, really?
Yeah. And
I don't listen to that.
I actually really, like, it was really good. And
really?
I found this song, and I love this song. It's so happy. It's so great.
Oh,
so let's play it. Oh, is the next one mine, too?
Yes. We rearranged things a little bit.
Oh, we did rearrange. Okay, so the first two you're going to hear are mine. So the one is from the Discover, like, weekly Spotify playlist, and the other is just from me perusing Spotify. So, let's do it. Here you
go. Should we go?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're all set. Oh, let me turn this up a little bit so we can hear things. Okay. And here we go.
When you got somewhere else to go. So let me know when you got somewhere else to go. Cause I'm not waiting around no more. I'm not waiting around no more. So like my bass skips time so old, don't wanna wait no more. Don't say you tryna wait again. If you couldn't promise, the least I can do is go. Say waiting for what? Lots of bass on my screen, can you be the way back in? Maybe we cannot see fly. I'm asking like I. Surf my ocean floor. Surf in the kitchen, we surf on the floor. Sleep in the water, she loves what I'm out with. She knows the moment I saw her, we both on the set. I love the way she feels, since she hold my hand. The way that body moving got me looking again. I see that everybody think my woman's fine. But damn, is this girl spending all my time. So let me know. Oh, when you got somewhere else to go. I'm not waiting around no more. I'm not waiting around no more. Get down or get low. Spending my time chasing dreams I can't let go. Look in her eyes, I can tell she could use more. But honestly, all I need is my surfboard. Riding away on the wave. your paycheck. Where should we go next? Surfing a body like I'm tired off of two sets. So tell me, baby, lately I know you've been thinking. I'm slowly sinking in the thought of seeing you this week. Let me know, let me know, let me know, let me know. Oh, when you got somewhere else to go. So let me know when you got somewhere else to go. 'Cause I'm not waiting around no more. I'm not waiting around no more. What's she trying to say? She plays with me. What's she trying to say? She plays with me. What's she trying to say? She plays with me. I can see it in your eyes, see it in your face, banging on your chest, acting tough, looking on face, tripping over landlines, cutting deep with the dull blade, running out of unrest, going out of your mind. Like a tiger.
Hey guys, we're back. So those were two of Elizabeth's picks. The first one was Cerveza by Foreign Talks, and the second one was Tidal Wave by Portugal the Man.
Aren't they groovy?
They were both pretty groovy.
That first one was fun.
It was a little like a little reggae. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, it was just fun.
Yeah,
bop.
I don't know if I've heard Tidal Wave because I feel like we've definitely done a bunch of Portugal the Man's. I don't know if he's like if they're. I don't know. Maybe I've heard that one. I don't know. It was cool, though. I liked it.
I've never heard it on the radio.
No?
The first time I heard it, I was just going through, like, one of their albums. Because everybody knows their song Feel It Still.
Oh, my God.
So, like, it was in that album, I think. And I was like, oh, like, this is fun, too.
Yeah.
So,
like,
yeah.
We've played them, like, for the past 3 weeks, like, consistently.
Yeah. I picked out a couple from, like, all their albums that I really liked. I've just been playing, like, one a week.
But, I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Nice.
We were talking about reality TV. Because my roommate and I love to watch the show Are You the One. Hannah's never heard of it. I don't know if it, like,
what platform is it?
MTV.
On? Oh, you said that. Wait, MTV. Is that a website?
No, it's TV channel.
It's like a, do you watch it on, like, online?
Well, we buy it on Amazon Prime. But.
So if I use Amazon Prime through my aunt's Amazon Prime account, I could watch it?
I still think it's not free. Like, I think it's, like, even though it's on Amazon Prime, you still have to buy it.
That's what I don't understand. On Amazon Prime, everything you have to buy.
Some stuff is free, though.
But, like, it's a good, like, 50%, maybe even more you have to buy.
Yeah, but it's not bad, because then we split it with her parents, because her parents like to watch it, too.
Aww.
So it ends up just being, like, $5.
Okay.
And it's really good.
It's called Are You the One?
Are You the One. If anybody wants, like, trashy reality TV.
Okay.
This is the show to watch.
Okay. I briefly saw 90 Day Fiancé on
Hulu. Oh, that looks weird.
I didn't really know what it was. I was like, oh, they're fiancé for 90 days. And then I realized it's like you meet someone who is in like lives in like Brazil, and then you give her a green, like a visa from marrying her.
Isn't that like frowned upon?
Well, I think the point is that they love each other.
Do they really, though?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
They went on a TV show to show their love.
Uh-huh. All right. But, yeah, sometimes you just need that trashy reality TV, you know?
Yes.
Like, on, like, a Friday night, you're just done with the week, and you just want to, like, watch some nonsense.
I agree.
But this show is... I don't watch a lot of trashy reality TV, but this is a good one. Good.
Wait, and the other one, okay, I heard about the show, you told me it's Glitch, the zombie show.
Oh, that's not reality TV. That's
a good show.
It's a series on Netflix.
Okay.
That I watched over fall break.
Okay.
That is good. It's an Australian, like, it's like drama mystery type thing.
Ooh.
But it was good.
Okay.
It was the first show I've seen on Netflix in a while where I was like, wow, like, this is actually, like.
Wow, okay.
Like, pretty good. Like, it has a good premise, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
It's not just, like.
I need, like, a good plot.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, it was. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's like the first thing I've seen in a while that I was impressed with. So.
Wow, nice.
Maybe after the next break, I can give you guys, like, the premise of
these. I don't want to spoil it for you. No spoilers.
You said zombies. That's pretty. Like, but not zombies.
But yeah, right? Zombies gives, like, a bad vibe.
They're, like, these people that, like, come out of their grave.
Yeah.
But they're completely normal and nobody knows why. Like, that's the purpose of, like, the show is to determine, like, why these people came back and, like, how they're so normal.
So, like, it's not the stereotypical, like, zombie.
No, no, no. Not your stereotypical zombie.
Yeah.
But, yeah. 10 out of 10. Would recommend that one.
Out
if you need a good binge-worthy Netflix show. Because there's a couple seasons, too.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. The more you know.
The more you know. The more TV shows you know. Music?
Yes, music. I like music. Let's do it.
Okay. This is another Kishibashi song, so it's a little weird, but I thought I was kind of happy.
Are we skipping the next two?
I rearranged things, but it's okay.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I'll take your word for it.
Yes, don't worry. Okay, here we go. Hey guys, we are back. So that was Unicorns Die When You Leave by Kichibashi, and I Saw You Close Your Eyes by the Local Natives. Two, I thought the unicorn song was like really good. I don't know if anyone else had the same feeling, but
I was biased when I saw the title, but
yeah, title's a little weird.
I was pleasantly surprised.
And I don't know, it was really positive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was good.
I mean, unicorns die when you leave. I don't know.
I guess they die when you... Does it mean, like, leave, like, you die, too? Like, when you die? Or is it, like,
maybe, when like, when you just, like, go to work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Interesting. Oh, I wanted to look it up. Okay, we'll look it up maybe next song. But, I Saw Your Close Your Eyes was Elle's pick, but I think it was maybe on my playlist, my possibilities playlist, too. I don't know.
It's been on my it was the third song on my possibilities playlist.
Oh, so from a while ago.
It's been there since, yeah, for a very, very long time. But we've played the Local Natives before.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I rediscovered it when I was going through the possibilities playlist this afternoon. So, yeah. Anything about unicorns leaving when you die?
I'm looking it up. It says briefly, it says, Unicorns Die When You Leave is a track on Kishibashi's first EP. The song seems to be about Bashi, or just a character whose spouse has been away from home for a while. So I guess the spouse has been away and it's like Unicorn's Eye, like it's so sad. Wow, it's kind of sad, and the like song was pretty happy.
Interesting.
I don't know, maybe it's more like artistic fun interestingness, but that's okay.
Do you want to shout out your...
Oh, yeah. So I got a text from my mom that she got my grandparents to listen. So I don't know if Grandma and Papa, if you're listening right now, but shout out to them. Yeah. I hope you're enjoying the show. You know, welcome.
Send us some recommendations.
Yeah, if you guys have any recommendations, you can call in. Anyone can call in. The number is... You know what? Yeah, let's go. It's okay.
Okay.
We're just chilling. 610-330-5316. Yeah.
Give us a ring. We may or may not answer.
We may or may not answer, but that's okay. It's a gamble.
It's a gamble.
Yeah. Today's Tuesday. Oh my God, there's so much going on today. I woke up. I went to Grain Bowl lunch, as I always do on Tuesday. It was a pretty solid Grain Bowl. The Grain Bowl lady knows me now.
Oh my God, you're friends. A celebrity.
Like, yeah. Oh, my grandma says we're doing great. Thank you. I know. She knew. She, like, recognizes me.
Wow. You've reached a new status.
I know. You guys can be jealous. It's okay.
But I still have yet to eat a Grain Bowl.
Ever?
Ever.
In your entire life?
Well, I'm sure I've had a Grain Bowl at some point, but I've never had one from Marquee.
Bro, next Tuesday. Or they have Thursday Grain Bowls, but they're, like, not as good as the Tuesday Grain Bowls. You need to have one.
I usually, like, wake up at a weird time on Tuesdays, so I don't really go to lunch, but...
What time do you wake up?
Well, like, I won't leave my room, because, like, I don't have class, mm-hmm. so, like, I'll just, like, wake up and I'll do work, and then by, like, 11, I'll have, like a breakfast-lunch combo type thing.
I left at 11:30 to get lunch today.
Maybe, well, not next Tuesday.
Okay.
We won't have a show next week, guys. It's sad.
Wait, why not? No show on Tuesday?
It's Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. I was like, oh, you know, like Tuesday, we still have class. We still have a show. Oh my God, I'm so upset.
No, I don't have class on Tuesday, so I'm going home Monday night.
Bro. I was so.
Oh my gosh. We have.
Don't think about it.
Are we going to do a show during finals week?
We could.
We, like, could if neither of us have finals. We can get in here anytime.
If the door is not locked like it was today.
Maybe the people before us will still be there.
Oh, maybe. We'll deal with that later. I don't want to think about it.
We'll think about it.
But anyway, I need to talk about my crazy day. So then I went to this talk at the Dyer Center. Dad, this is the entrepreneurial center. You should be proud. and it was about, like, the creative process, and we tried to make an ice cream flavor, but it wasn't.
Oh, I saw the thing on Instagram. I voted for the Simon Says flavor.
Wait, it was on Instagram?
Yeah, do you follow the Dyer Center?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The Simon Says was the one that I liked. My team led to the Simon Says, and then someone else added on, and it was, like, kind of all part of it.
I voted for the Simon Says one, because the other one had cheesecake, and I don't like cheesecake.
Yes, I didn't like the cheesecake one. Wait, where is it? How do you
vote? It's on the story.
Okay, I'm clicking the story right now. Nope, that's not it. Oh, it says today at 12. Nope. Okay, there it is. Thanks for stopping by. And it begins. Oh, hey, that's me. Get ready to vote. Okay, the winning ice cream flavor we made. Okay. Simon Says. Kernan. Oh, there's only two options. Okay, I'm going to vote for Simon Says, I think. I can eat this one. I'm allergic to the other ones. Okay, I don't know if you guys are as excited about this as I am, but that's fine.
Loft students, if you're listening, go to the Dyer Center Instagram and vote for Simon Says.
I mean, you don't have to.
No, you definitely should, because I don't like cheesecake. And this is the ice cream flavor that the Bang Street Creamery is going to make for students during finals week. So, Simon Says. Guys, cast your votes. Simon Says during finals
week. Okay, cast the votes.
Because it has Nutella and, like, cinnamon, and I like those things.
I don't know if I like cinnamon, but that's okay.
How can you not like cinnamon?
I mean, I like cinnamon, but, like, in my ice cream?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Okay, I'll continue my crazy day after these songs.
Let's play some more tunes.
Okay, here we go. Shall we do this one or this one?
I don't recognize them.
Oh, this is yours. Do yours?
Yeah.
Okay, here we
and
go.
And then the other one.
Here we go, everybody. Hey guys, we're back. So that was, what did we just play? That was Darling by Real Estate and Society of Winners by The Generationals. I got really into The Generationals the past like few days. I started listening to their more recent album. They just released an album in 2019, so I guess sometime this year. Oh my god, 2019 is almost over.
Dude, it's gonna be 2020.
Bro, I was like, oh, I guess it's like only a couple months ago. It's been at least 11 months.
I'm gonna turn 20 years old.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Huh?
I don't feel like I'm almost 20 years old. I don't know.
Eh, whatever, it's fine. Wild.
2020, two decades, woo boy.
That's crazy.
Wow. Wow. Okay, Darling by Real Estate. I think I found that from Stu's playlist. Stu's on the Cook team. Stu, if you're listening, your playlists are really good. And he puts stuff on, like, Instagram all the time of, like, stuff he's listening to.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think Real Estate Darling is from one of his playlists. So if you're listening, Stu, good choice. So, yeah. There's that one. You talked about your Society of Winners.
Oh, yeah, Society of Winners. You know, I just started listening to it. I didn't finish talking about my crazy day. Oh, so then gosh. I went to this talk. Then I went to class, which was class. Then I went to the library, which, like, you would think in the side desks, the side desk cubicles, people would be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's always someone who, like, has to go and talk to their friend. And it's like, it's completely silent except for this one person talking to their friend very loudly.
That is the worst.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I can't do anything. I can't do anything. And also the library is always like very cold. And I'm like, I'm cold. I'm sitting in the library. And it's like, I can't get anything done.
Or the people that eat chips back there.
And it's like loud and crunchy.
Like everybody knows you don't talk back there.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody can hear your conversation.
They still do it.
That's why I get study rooms. I get so mad if like people are talking where like it's a technically like.
I've been doing my homework in my room.
I don't like doing homework.
I know. I don't like it either. But like, I can like sit back, relax, get a blanket, take my shoes off, get some snacks.
You can do that in the study room too, technically.
I guess
nobody sees you. Really.
I guess so.
But I like whiteboards.
You're right. Okay, maybe I'll. I don't know. Yeah. So then I did that. And then I came back. We made the show. We're at the show. Then I'm going to go usher a music show. I think there's a drum show going on. And then I have a Frisbee game against Lehigh from 10:15 to 11:30.
Oh, boy. It's rivalry week, people.
Oh, yeah.
Get pumped.
Get hyped.
Beat Lehigh.
Rawr.
I think our football team has won a total of 3 games so far. Did you see the score last Saturday?
No.
They got shut out. They didn't score a single point.
Wait, are you serious?
Not even a field goal.
Wait, what was the score?
It was like 16-0 or something.
Wait, but 16 is 16. I don't know but anything
zero?
About football.
Like, you can't even get yourself a field goal?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Honestly. I hope they wake up this coming Saturday at Lehigh because I also paid money for my tickets. So.
You did?
I did. Did you?
I won my tickets.
Did you get them?
I have to go pick them up, but I got the email. I'm going to go pick them up.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, should we play some more tunes?
Let's play a song. I'm going to play this song because I like it, and we can cut this one out if we run out of time.
Okay.
Okay, everybody.
Here we go.
I most if it, I had a good day. I most if it, I had a good day. It wasn't that great. I'm
Hey guys, we're back. So let's see, what were those two songs? That was Dance With Me by Ra Ra Riot and Fade Into You by Maisie Star. We actually got a call-in suggestion for that last song. I feel like I've heard it before. I don't know.
I haven't. That was the first time I've ever heard of
it.
Maisie Star.
It was pretty chill.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was nice.
Good stuff.
It was like I feel like calm.
You know? Thank you for the suggestion.
Thanks for the suggestion.
Random caller. It's cool to know that people are listening.
Yeah, I don't like it. We were just talking, like, is there a way to see how many listeners? Like, if we go on the website, is there a way? Like, do we know?
I wish there was.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we try and get another round of tunes in before?
I think we should. We've had some suggestions. I have another song that my friend Julian asked to be played.
Shout out Julian.
I don't know if he's listening right now. I told him, you know, around 6:45 his song would be on air. Julian, he seemed really excited. He actually wanted to come on the show, but I said that we would have to see how his music selection was first.
So we'll work up to bringing in guest hosts. But all right, let's
do
it.
We actually haven't had any guest hosts.
We haven't.
Yeah. So
right.
Oh, Julian is listening, guys. Okay, all well. Right.
Julian, this one's for you.
This one's for you.
Hey. One, standing in that grocery line, paper or plastic. Why can I not understand the questions that they're asking? Young boy, you should slow your mind. Enjoy the traffic. This day only happens once. Listen to the bees, they hum. They hum. And I said, hey, if I was a bee, maybe I could see. And I said, hey, if I was a bee, maybe I could see. Maybe I could see. If I was a bee, I would chase the honeys all the way to where them flowers grow. If I was a bee, if I was a bee. If I was a bee, I would catch a buzz and sit back and see the world for what it was.
What is it?
And I said, hey, if I
Hey guys, so that was ABC by Cody Simpson, Julian Song.
We've played Cody Simpson before, actually.
I don't know how Cody Simpson. He's a little mainstream,
a little poppy.
But it was definitely a cute song. It was approved. I told Julian that, you know, if he gave us a song, there wasn't a 100% chance we'd put it on, but it was pretty good.
Yeah,
it was cute. The second song is called Spring, Summer, Autumn, Winter by Bellows. I don't know if he's listening, but this is an Alexander Andrews song. That is his favorite song.
It's his birthday on Thursday.
It's his birthday on Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I don't know if he's listening, but yeah.
Tragic.
He's going to be an old man.
Oh my gosh. All right, we should get ready to wrap it up.
Aww.
The next group is ready to come in, so...
Yeah.
We won't see you next week. Next week is Thanksgiving.
I'm so sad about that.
I know, but then we'll see you the week after. So 2 week break, and then we'll be back. So try not to miss us too badly.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you guys. It's been a pleasure. I guess, you know, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Thanks. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Wow. We'll hear you in 2 weeks. You'll hear us in 2 weeks. Okay. See ya.